And at 8:55, you're listening to Illinois Public Media, 79 degrees with 90% humidity. We have Brian Stark on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. We're starting this Wednesday morning in Chicago on a positive note. First, looking at Chicago corn futures, July corn is currently up 7.5 cents at 420 and a quarter. September corn up 6.25 cents at 423. December 26 new crop corn up 6.5 cents at 442.5. And March 27 corn futures up 6.75 cents at 457.75. Looking at the Chicago soybean market, July soybeans up 11 cents at 1127.75. August soybeans up 11 cents at 1135.25. New crop November 26 bean futures up 11.25 cents at 1155. And January 27 bean futures up 10.75 cents at 1169.5. Finally, looking at the Chicago wheat market, July wheat futures are currently up 12.5 cents at 593.25. September wheat up 17.5 cents at 607. December 26 wheat futures up 16.25 cents at 621. And March 27 wheat futures up 14.75 cents at 633. Yesterday, the USDA released its final planting intentions report, as well as their quarterly stocks, one of the biggest reports that they do release throughout the year. The surprise, while acres came in relatively unchanged from the March intentions for corn and soybeans at 95.3, and soybeans up about 665,000 acres at 85.3 million acres planted. The corn stocks number came in below expectations, signifying either an overestimation of last year's crop or potentially a stronger third quarter feed usage. The demand from that perspective will be reflected in next Friday, July 10th's monthly supply and demand report. That has given the market a little bit of renewed vigor as we start this week, trying to recover from fund liquidation over the past couple of weeks. In turn, cash corn basis, soybean basis continues to be firm, while the producer has been relatively quiet selling cash grain here over the past few weeks with the board decline. Now that the board has stabilized and started to re-rally and basis remains firm, there may be some renewed opportunities for farmers to liquidate some of their old stocks. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.
Thank you, Brian. And taking a look at your forecast, here's meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Surrounding areas of central Illinois. Afternoon temperatures will climb into the middle 90s again today and tomorrow, with high humidity levels sending the heat index, or what our bodies actually experience, into the 100 to 110 degree range. Additionally, overnight lows will only fall into the middle 70s, making it difficult for those without access to air conditioning to find relief. Expect continued hot and muggy weather with the chance of storms over the 4th of July holiday weekend. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Right now in Champaign-Urbana, it's 79 degrees with 90% humidity. And in Danville, 83 degrees with 81% humidity. Very, very soupy outside.